Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to continue to share with you on the subject of love. We have talked about the fact that God is love. He loved it so much that He gave Jesus, the Father sent Jesus into the earth. And what did Jesus do? He redeemed us. He set us free. And now we are now children of God, and God is our Heavenly Father, and now we can walk in the love of God. We can love God with all of our heart, and we can have the love of God to walk in relationship with all the people that we come in contact with, not only believers, but also those in the world. John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. This is so important that you realize that God wants you to walk in love. This is a commandment of God. It is a commandment of God. That is not some suggestion. That is an order. That is a direction from God. And a commandment of God is an order from God that He has laid down as the rule of authority in the life of every believer in Jesus Christ. There's no retreat from it. There's no choice about it. There's no deciding that one day I'm going to do it because I feel like it, and one day I'm not going to do it. No, it is a commandment of God, and you must receive this commandment as the rule and authority of your life. In fact, the Bible says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you're a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have love one to another. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God commended His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'll tell you, Jesus showed forth love. He went to the cross. He bore away all our sin, our sickness, disease, the chastisement for our peace. He did everything that we needed in order to set us free, to redeem us, to deliver us out of the works of the enemy. And praise God, now we have been restored to God, and now He has given us His love. You know, you have a spirit of love. God's not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. You have a new spirit of love on the inside of you. In fact, the fruit of the Spirit is the fruit of the recreated spirit, the spirit of Jesus Christ, and that first one is love. It is a spiritual force that comes from your spirit. You already have a spirit of love, and you are now to walk in the love of God as the commandment of your life. John 15:12, He says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. 15:17, these things I command you, that you love one another. Now this love is the agape love. This is the Greek word, agape, which is the God kind of love. This is the highest form of love. This is a love which comes from realizing and understanding the valuableness, the preciousness, and the worth of an individual. If you are loving one another, you are going to realize that they are valuable, they are precious, and they are of great worth. Therefore, you're not going to be doing anything that would be destructive to them. God has commanded you to walk in love. We don't love people because they love us. We love people regardless of what they do to us. God has commanded us. In fact, He says this is the message that you've heard from the beginning in 1 John 3:11, that we should love one another. Down in James 2:8, He said, if you fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. Here He calls love the royal law. It is the law of kings, and praise God, we're kings under the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are to walk as kings. We are to walk in this royal God kind of love, seeing every single person as valuable and precious and of great worth. In Romans chapter 13, in verse 8, The Bible says, owe no man anything but to love one another. Your debt to mankind is to show forth love, seeing each one as valuable, precious, and of great worth. In verse 10 it says, love works no ill to his neighbor. If we're really walking in love, we're not going to do anything willingly that is going to be destructive. We're not going to work any ill, any hurt, any injury to our neighbor. In fact, Paul prayed for the church to be established in love. He did it in three different places, in Ephesians 3, Philippians 1, and 1 Thessalonians 3, to the church at Ephesus and Philippi and at Thessalonica. In Ephesians 3, verse 17, he said that Christ might dwell in their heart by faith, that they would be rooted and grounded in love. He prayed for them to be rooted and grounded in love, that they would be able to comprehend with all the saints what's the breadth and length and depth and height, and that they would know the love of Christ. God wants you to be rooted and grounded in love and to know the love of Christ. And he said if they'd know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that they would be filled with all the fullness of God. See, we want to be filled with the fullness of God. You will never be filled with the fullness of God if you do not know the love of Jesus Christ. God wants you rooted and grounded in his love. To the church at Philippi, in Philippians 1:9, he said that he prayed that their love would abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. God wants our love to abound. That means it's going to overflow. More and more we're to develop in the God kind of love, in knowledge and in all judgment, everything that we're dealing with, every decision that we're making. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12, he also prayed and he said that the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. God wants you to abound and increase in love. And he said that in the next verse that this is going to make your heart unblameable in holiness before him. Now, it's of paramount importance that you make love the rule and authority of your life. Have you received it as the commandment of God? You don't just receive it as a good thing that you ought to do. You don't receive it as just something that certainly is a good idea. No, it is a commandment of God. It must be set as the order, the direction of God. It is the rule of authority. I will walk in love. I make a quality decision. I'm going to walk in love regardless of what happens. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. Here he said, you have heard it been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rain on the evil and on the good, rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans or the sinners the same? If you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. God wants you to walk in love. This force of love is to be operative in your life. And you're not just going to love people that love you. You're going to love your enemies, praise God. If you love your enemies, you're going to bless those that curse you. You're not going to retaliate. You're going to do good to those that hate you. You're going to pray for those which despitefully use you and persecute you. Those that use you and persecute you, don't write them off, pray for them. Those that hate you, don't do negative things to them. Do good to those. Bless those that curse you. This is going to show that you really are one of the children of your Father in heaven. And God says that we are to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. And this happens as we show forth that we are going to walk in love at all times. How is love going to act? Love is going to give out. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Love gives. What can you give out to minister to the needs of others? What can you give out? Love is a giver. Selfishness is a taker. Don't be selfish. Be a giver. Also, whenever we are going to operate in love, it's going to be unfeigned and with sincerity. Romans 12:9 talks about how love be without dissimulation, which refers to the fact that our love is to be sincere and is to be unfeigned. We're not going to fake it. Otherwise, it's going to be true. It's going to be sincere. It's going to be genuine from the heart. This is the God kind of love. Romans 13:10 says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. What's another quality of love? how love acts. It's going to work or accomplish no ill, no injury, no hurt. We're not going to be destructive. We're going to be constructive. We're going to be building people up. 1 Corinthians 8:1, here's another principle. Love edifies. Knowledge puffs up, but charity, which is love, is going to edify. Are you one who edifies, who is like a house builder, one who builds someone up? This is what we should be doing. If you've got something to speak to people, be sure you're speaking things that are going to build them up. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Here's another principle. Love is going to serve one another. Remember, the greatest is the servant of all. He said that we've been called into liberty, and he said, use not your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. By love, we are to serve one another. God wants you to walk in love. And if you really have the God kind of love, you're going to serve one another. You're going to wait upon one another. You're going to actually submit yourself to wait upon them, serve them, and minister to needs in their life. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, it talks about how we are to love all the saints. Another quality, we just don't be pick and choose towards people that we're going to love. We love all the saints. You need to make a decision that you are going to love all the saints. You may say, I can love most of them, but I can't love this person. That shows you got unforgiveness, bitterness, or resentment in your heart. You need to confess that as sin, repent of that, and turn from that, and love all the saints. Praise God. We're going to love every single one. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. Here's another principle. It talks about, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. If we're forbearing someone, that means to hold up another. We're going to hold up another in love. We're not going to cut them down. We're not going to tear them down. We're going to be one who builds them and strengthens them and helps them, encourages them. That's what we want to do. So love is going to give out. Love is going to be sincere and unfeigned. Love's not going to bring ill or injury. Love is going to edify. Love is going to serve one another. Love is going to be for everybody without any reservation. And we're going to hold one another up and build them up. And we're going to walk in the royal law of love, the commandment of God. Receive it as the commandment, the order from God in your life. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today,